listen to this statement by Lawrence Summers, director of the National Economic Council, who spoke over the weekend on ABC's This Week program.
We are a country of law. There are contracts. The government cannot just abrogate contracts. Every legal step possible to limit those bonuses is being taken.
Sounds reasonable. Contract is a contract, right? Except if you're talking about AIG, which is mostly owned by you and me, the American taxpayers, and the millions and millions of bonuses that executives are receiving because of the contracts they have with AIG, that troubled insurance giant, it's not just a question of contracts. It's a question of politics. It's a question of ethics. And it's possibly even a question of law. To talk about how we're to make of the infuriating development of bonuses that have to be paid from the U.S. Treasury to executives at AIG, who some of whom must be responsible for the largest corporate loss in U.S. history, announced for the last quarter, $61 billion, is Dan Ariely, James B. Duke Professor of Behavioral Economics at Duke University, and author of Predictably Irrational. And quite unpredictably and just as irrationally, Dan is here in the studio at this early morning hour here in New York. Dan, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. I never imagined how glamorous radio is until I actually got to step into the studio.
There you go. Kind of reminds you of AIG, huh?
This is because we have, you know, the dancers on one side, the orchestra pit on the other. It's, you know, we try not to overuse them.
That's right. How are we to think about this business of, first of all, there's the idea of contract law. Okay, there are contracts and you have to honor them no matter how awful it seems to pay the money to AIG executives versus a time of crisis, economic necessity, the idea that, you know, all rules are off in this crisis, as we've been hearing over and over again.
So one thing is there's a question of is it really the legal issue? So I'm sure they have contracts and they have to pay them. But, for example, they could decide to disassemble AIG tomorrow and then they don't have any responsibility to pay anything. And then they could reassemble it the next day. So, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of flexibility in how these contracts really would hurt or would carry it out. The real issue is, does the government understand the trust that is going to be lost over these bonuses? You know, if you look at these things, you say, well, it's only a few million dollars. I mean, what's the big deal? We're paying billions of dollars. This is a drop in the bucket. Why should anybody care? And the fact is that economically, we shouldn't care. I mean, there's such a huge loss over these things that a few million dollars here and there don't matter. The reason we care, though, is that it's an outrage. So in some sense,
do the math, it's trivial, but you begin to calculate it in terms of confidence and a sense of credibility of both the government and these corporate leaders, then it's a whole different calculation.
That's right. And I think that they don't understand, actually many of the actions of the government tell us that I think they don't understand how loss of trust is actually fueling this recession and economic meltdown and how important it is to regain trust. I mean, everything we're doing is to inject liquidity into the market. And I think the counterpart of liquidity is the public trust in the banking system and in the government.
If you trust, you'll spend your money or you'll lend your money. If you're afraid, you'll hold on to it, you'll save it. And banks are doing this and consumers are doing this. And confidence is all about whether you do one or the other.
That's right. Exactly. Hmm.
It strikes me that one of the things we've been able to talk about on the show is how many of the questions people have are in a vacuum of knowledge. People who see the stock market go up and down and who feel an emotional response don't necessarily have a rational context for those responses. So what do you do when you're trying to deliver information about whether something like the payments from AIG are terrible and bad, not just on a sort of sting level, but on a major level to the economy, to people who, you know, including myself sometimes, who don't know economic issues in depth?
So, you know, the truth is that this recession has shown us that nobody understands economic issues, right? I mean, very quickly before this recession started, nobody had any clue, vast majority of people had no clue what was going on. So we have a huge problem with understanding in general. And I think the big issue would be to come and say, look, this is the problem that we have here, and try and explain it in general, plain English to the public. Instead, we've done the opposite. We've come up, if you think about Paulson's statements at the first bailout, of saying, you know, trust me, I need to buy these toxic assets, and then not doing anything in this regard, and not buying any toxic assets and spending $350 billion on something else.
And then, Dan, you have Ben Bernanke, who just expresses this kind of outrage and frustration last night on 60 Minutes. Listen to this.
Of all the events and all the things we've done in the last 18 months, the single one that makes me the angriest, that gives me the most angst, is the intervention with AIG. Here was a company that made all kinds of unconscionable bets. Then when those bets went wrong, we had a situation where the failure of that company would have brought down the financial system.
He's got angst, and this is a giant crisis. Can't they declare martial law or eminent domain? I mean, isn't there a doctrine that says, okay, new rules, folks?
I'm sure they could. And I think they could also apply to the humanity of the people who are getting these bonuses, right? They could say to them, look, legally we have to give you the bonuses. Let's say they have to do it. But you know what? If you want to keep your job, give 70% of this
right.
back to
That's
charity.
Good. That's good. Or give them counterfeit bills that are marked, and so people will not honor them. So actually, if you go up and try to buy a yacht or something, they go, oh, this is AIG bonus money. Sorry, we don't accept that here. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.